stands in for Ashton. Danny Yonke is on the mound for Plain, and we're underway. The pitch is bunted foul out of play for strike one. Danny Yonke and Logan Morris, the battery today for the Plain Athletics. Christian Earnessy at first, Peyton Kasharik at second. Also playing shortstop today is Will Jewell and T.J. Stoltz at third. Left to right for Plain, Griffin Sprecher, Cole White, and Zach Paulus. This pitch is down low for a ball, and the count goes to 1-1. Just underway here from Plain. Beautiful ballpark here. I understand you played here when you were a little guy.
Yeah, I played here when I was in seventh grade. I actually recorded my first ever hit here.
Oh,
yeah.
How about that?
Right down the, basically ground into the outfield.
This pitch is down low for a ball, 2-1. Maybe they'll put up a historical marker someday here for that. I don't know.
Oh, for sure, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yonke from the windup, the pitch ripped to left down the line. That's a base hit. Picked up by Sprecher in the left field corner. And Fleshman rounds and looks with a base hit. One on, one away for Chris Miller for Ashton, the third baseman. He'll be followed by Liam Bellevue, who is the DH today. Kind of confusing coming in here. Both teams had the green and white uniform. Very similar colors, but like, luckily, Plain's got the home whites on.
Yeah, they're both mascots. They're both the Athletics, too, which can be even more confusing. But
right.
Thankfully, they have color uniforms.
There's the pitch. Bunt attempt, and it's foul. Strike one. Nothing and one to the batter. Ashton comes in with a record of 2-2 in Sunday League action. Plain is 0-2. Plain sustained a tough loss yesterday to Wisconsin Dells, 7-6. 6-6 ball game through eight innings. Nothing and one, runner leading, and it is a ball outside. 1-1 the count. Fleshman at first after that single. Ashton trying to get out on the good side here right away in this game this afternoon. Yonke, who threw an inning in Cavs on Friday night. Pitch for the runner going. It is a little butt flare behind the pitcher. Tough one. Picked up. There'll be no play. Everybody is safe. And there are two aboard with no outs. Boy, Miller just put that in the right place, didn't he?
Yeah, that's what you call push bunt there. He basically just pushes down the first base. The ball had a little height there, a little bit nerve-wracking, but he was able to get it down. Terrific push bunt. Now Ashton's got a threat going.
Really do. Right away in the opening inning, Liam Bellevue, the DH, will be the batter. So the infield adjusts accordingly. Runners at 1-2. Nobody out. Yonke with the pitch. It's a strike. Runner going. Throw to third. Not in time, and it's down the line. And a run will score. Coming in is Fleshman. It is 1-0 Ashton. Tough throw down there. And Stoltz is kind of blocked, I think, a little bit by the slide of the runner.
Yeah, I mean, he basically went feet first. He didn't really get in the dirt. But, yeah, that throw was, like, down. It looked like it hit the base when the outfield. Yeah, that's a tough one to grab. And yeah, with that, Ashton gets the lead now.
Runner at second. Nothing and one on the batter. The pitch is low. One ball and one strike. Bellevue followed by Luke Ballwig, first baseman today for Ashton. Yonke checks the runner at second, deals. This one shot off the glove of Yonke, picks it up, throws, and it is in time on a bang-bang play. Oh, going to third in the play is Chris Miller. So he advances the runner, does Bellevue, and there is one away. Boy, that was a really close play.
Yeah, that was really close. I mean, I couldn't really see it myself. I got this pole in the way. But, yeah, but I could see a little bit of it.
You have an obstructed view today, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, a little bit. There's like two poles.
Yeah, yeah. I'm right in the middle, though. I can see most of it. Otherwise, I'll nudge you if I need something.
I mean, I could see first base, but I couldn't see clearly.
High fly to center field. This might score the second run. Boy, this is deep. Center fielder is back. Can't get it against the fence. White ran into the fence. It's going to be a double, and a run will score for Ashton to make it 2-0. Well, that was a good poke.
Boy, that took some flight. And it looked like he was about to catch it, but then again, that fence just comes out of nowhere. And I don't know what the fence material is out there, but it looks like it like bent a little, kind of like a curtain or something like that. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
It did give a go.
A little bit. Those catches out in the outfield, we're out against the fence. Like, those are not easy plays to make.
And that's, with the wind blowing out a little bit, too.
Oh, for sure. And plus, like, there's no warning track I don't see out there. You don't know when the fence is coming.
Runner leads at second. Again, only one away. And now Yonke turns and throws to second, and the runner is back in time. So it just kept carrying. Didn't miss getting out of here by very much this afternoon. So Ballwig at second gets the lead. Here's the pitch. That's a strike call. Nothing and one to the hitter. Now a conference between pitcher and catcher. 290 down the line here in Plain. 315 in the power alleys and 340 in center field. Ashton off to a 2-0 jump here in the ball game. Danny Yonke trying to get back on track here. One away with the runner leading at second base. Good size lead. The shortstop trying to sneak in behind him. Pitch is swung on and missed. Strike two. Nothing in two.
Actually, one thing I got mentioned here. I see the flag out in center over by that building over there. It looks like it's blowing out right center. So that's really good position for hitting a maybe get one out for lefties.
Here's a high fly to right center. This one will stay in the park. Coming on is White. Makes the grab. Runner tags but holds as the throw comes on to the cutoff. Two away now. Carson Pacell flies out. Then it's up to Jaron Sarbacher with two away. Two in, one at second base. I watched a little bit of the batting practice today, too, Michael, and a lot of the baseballs are going out in batting practice.
Oh, yeah, I could see that. Yeah, again, the wind is blowing right center. So, yeah, if you hit in that area, it's going to get some carry.
The pitch is high for a ball. One ball, no strikes to Jaron Sarbacher. A couple of swings, and he is back in. Plain threatening for a third run with two away. Runner at second. And here's the pitch. Bounced on the infield. Stoltz, nice glove at third. Whips to first in time to earn a C, and that will do it. There is the third out. In the inning, though, two runs. They do it on a total of three base hits. No errors and one left on. It is Ashton leading 2-0. Plain coming up here in the bottom of the inning on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
For over 60 years, Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company has sold farm equipment, construction equipment, personal items, and real estate at auction. Sellers use Wilkinson Auction Company's experience and skill to get more money for their property at auction. They sell property at auction across Wisconsin and the Midwest. They also have a full-service real estate brokerage company selling real estate including homes, farms, business property, and hunting land. Wilkinson Auction and Realty, Muscadet, Spring Green, and Columbus. WilkinsonAuctions.com.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, post and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Will Jewell leads off the bottom of the first for Plain and swings and misses. Nothing and one the count. Ben Collier on the mound today for Ashton. Robbie Erickson behind the plate. 2-0. Ashton in the lead in the bottom of the first inning. From the windup, here's the pitch. This one popped up on the infield, right field side. Here's Kelscher over, and he's got it for out number one. One away. Christian Arce, the first baseman, follows. Then Zach Cady, the DH. Then Logan Morris, the catcher. Zach Paulus will hit in the fifth spot in right field. Griffin Sprecher, the left fielder, followed by T.J. Stoltz at third base. And then Peyton Kasherick at second. Cole White in center, batting number nine. Here's Ernesty from the windup, the pitch, and it's a ball high. Kristen, a former Richland Center player. That team, that franchise now in hibernation. From the windup, Collier with the pitch. That one popped up again on the infield. Shortstop Fleshman over in front of the bag, and he's got it for out number two. Quickly, two up, two down for DH Zach Cady. Busy day. I know you ran down the schedule of hometown games, Michael, but a lot of games going on today.
Oh, yeah, for sure. A lot of action going on today for Ariel. So if you want to like catch up a game right now, I highly recommend it. These games are really interesting to watch.
Lots of good hot dogs and brats, usually.
Oh, for sure.
High fly to right center. Well hit by Cady. The right fielder over. Won't get it. It's going to gap out there. Cady thinking about two. Now Wisely holds up as the throw comes on from Sarbacher in right field. So first hit of the day for Plain.
Yeah, he basically just drives at the right center, and he was thinking about two, but my goodness, that right fielder's arm, tremendous arm, right on point, not even testing that throw.
Right fielders sometimes have the strongest arm.
Yeah, they usually tend to have the strongest arm, usually, especially in the major league level. Like, whenever there's like a little bloop to right, and you're like trying to think about going from third to home, you never do that because of how strong that right fielder's arm is.
Logan Morris takes a look at his strike, nothing in one. Cady remains at first base. Now, I played right field. That wasn't the case with me. It's just I had a strong mouth. That was about it. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Ripped toward the shortstop. Down on it is Fleshman. Goes the short route to second in time for out number three. Into a fielder's choice for Morris, and that'll do it quickly for Plain in the bottom half of the first. No runs and a hit, no errors. One left aboard, one in the books. Ashton leads 2-0. Hometown of baseball from WRCO Sports.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunt's Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Robbie Erickson leads off for Ashton, drives one to left center, and that's in there for a base hit. And maybe two. No, he'll hold there with a solid single. So one on to lead off the second. And Cooper Holowinski and Brooks Kelcher follow here for Ashton in the second. So far, Ashton hit the ball pretty well, Michael.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Especially, they're just hitting the outfield, finding gaps where Plain isn't. And especially like the ones that looks like Pop Livingston, he keeps carrying, hitting fence. Yeah, Ashton's doing a great job with hitting the ball to start off this game.
Runner leads slightly at first. He's going. The pitch is high. Throw down to second base. Close. They didn't get him. Sliding around the tag was Erickson. That was pretty close, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was really close, but it looks like the second baseman was a little bit far off the bag, so he had to reach to tag him in time. Otherwise, that was a great throw from the catcher. And Ashton throwing a little bit of small ball as well with their hit.
Holowinski stands in, number 8 hitter in the order against Bianchi. The bunt is foul. First base side, strike one. Nothing in one. Plain, a team that's going to be, I think, competitive in a lot of games. They have proven that so far, but still looking for the first win in Sunday league play. A couple of one-run losses back-to-back. 2-1 against Kaz on Friday and 7-6 against the Dells on Saturday. Here's the pitch. That one is above the letters. One ball and one strike. There are some regularly scheduled two-game weekends, but now with a rainout or two, that's part of it, too. Games are kind of getting pushed back. 2-1 offering. Here's the pitch. Swung on, off the handle, up the middle. Knocked down by the shortstop. No play. Everybody is safe. So going to third is Erickson. Olowinski at first. And the batter will be Brooks Kelcher.
Was it just speed? I thought that the pitcher caught it. Or just somehow.
I think he kind of made a lunge at it, but I don't think he touched it.
Yeah, I thought at first he somehow caught it, but then I saw that runners were still running and it got to the shortstop. So,
yep.
I don't know. It's just, I don't know, something popped out there.
Might have tipped off the pitcher's rubber. Runner going now. Pickoff move. They're going to go. They're going to try to sacrifice the runner, perhaps. Throw to second base, and they've got the out. No, the ball pops loose, and the runner stays at third. So getting out of the pickle was Holowinski. He was close to being out.
Oh, yeah, he was. They got the tag on him. The ball popped off. But one thing I realized, I think what they tried to do there was try the first baseman initially getting picked off intentionally so then they could distract the runner so third can score from home. Well, it looks like the third base runner just stood there, which kind of odd. Usually in that situation, he would normally score.
Right now there's an umpire conference with the Ashton manager. So I think the umpires will have a little conference. I'm not sure what the deal is there, unless they initially called him out. But, again, the ball popped out. I don't think he had it long enough for it to be an out.
No, I don't think so either. The ball, plain as day, looks like it popped out. I think it should be two runs in scoring position. No outs and get the game continuing here.
Umpires talking it over, and safe is the call. And they're going to allow the runner to go to home, it looks like. So the runner will score on that play, which, yeah, I'm not sure about that.
I think what they're calling is an obstruction.
Uh-huh.
I think the pitcher, they might be saying that the pitcher might be more than 90 degrees or 45 degrees toward the plate, and he went back to first, so that'd be an obstruction, and the runner at third would score. So it's more of a walk.
Uh-huh. That's what it looked like.
That's what I think it is.
But then the runner at second was not quite there. I'm not sure. He's not going to third. He's staying at second. Anyway, we'll move on. Brooks Kelcher with the bat. He'll square, takes it inside, hits the umpire, and the umpire is in lots of pain. Oh, my goodness. Hit him on the arm, and he is down behind the plate. That's not good. Boy, we joke about that from time to time, how much the catchers and the umpires, they take a lot of heat and hits, but right here, this is a bad situation. Home plate umpire injured, and now the both managers coming out showing some concern. We'll take time out here. We are in the second inning. It is a 3-0 playing lead. Home Talent Baseball will continue in a moment. WRCO and WRCO.com.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
You can't win the Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Garen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louis Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We have a great deal for Father's Day. Purchase any grill for $3.99 or more and we will deliver it free. Purchase a grill for $4.99 or more, not only will we deliver it free, but you will receive a $25 gift certificate to the Richland Locker. And from June 12th through the 15th, purchase any grill, $2.99 or more, and receive a free 20-pound LP fill-up. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to get these and many other great deals. And as always, we appreciate your business.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Welcome back. Nice round of applause for the umpire who's going to stay in and umpire in between. They were putting some ice on the arm right away. Took a shot like right on the wrist, kind of on the forearm a little bit. And he said, I'm all right. He's going back in to do some umpire. Wow.
Yeah, props to him. Just incredible toughness. Especially it looks like where he got hit in the bone by the wrist. Yeah, that does not feel good.
1-2 offering from Yankee as we return with the runner at third. This one is fouled back and out of play. On the play, Holowinski went to third on that ball that hit the umpire. 3-0 Ashton leading in the top of the second inning here in Plain this afternoon. Couple of swings and now Kelcher back in and ready. Yankee checks the runner at third. Here's the pitch. Changeup is called. Strike. And evidently that board was not right. We had that as strike three. So he is back in. Kelcher counted 1-2 still on the board. That's what I had as well. Yankee is going to deal. There's a swing and a miss. And there is a... Nope, he got a piece of it. He stays alive. Foul tip.
Yeah. I would think that like that ball got fouled back. I think PTSD after that last one.
Yeah, wouldn't you think?
Oh, yeah. I'd be terrified.
You're an umpire. I think you'd be cowering. I would be.
Yeah, props to him for staying the game. And
I'm sure he's been hit before.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
1-2 offering, and Yankee ready. There's the pitch down low for a ball. Runner going to try to score, and he will as he slides in on the pass ball. Holowinski is in with run number 4 for Ashton.
Yeah, so the pitcher threw a curveball there, and the catcher tried blocking it. But it looked like he did, but it went to the right more. That was able for the third baseman runner to score there. Well, kudos to that block, but not really much he can do when he goes from curveball going left to right.
2-2 offering from Yankee. There's the pitch. This one lifted a left down the line. It is in there for a fair ball. Going around first is Kelcher going for two. Throw coming on, head first slide, he's there with a double. That was close.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He hits it down that left corner exactly. He uses speed, beat it out.
Recker came up with a good throw from left field to the shortstop, Will Jewell, and runner was in time. So back to the top of the order in Keegan Fleshman, who singled and scored last time. 4-0, Ashton in the lead here on the top of two in Sunday League Baseball. You'll be joined by Michael Hernan today in the ballpark at Plain on the tennis courts. Here's the pitch. Changeup is down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Michael got rerouted with the detour, as many have. So.
Yeah, so I was in Spring Green, and I saw a detour. I saw a roller coaster. So I was like, oh, no. Yeah, so I had to take some back roads.
Here's one fouled off, out of play, 1-1. Well, the other direction was closed there for a while. Was that a year or so ago? But for me, it's just a hop, skip, and a jump from Sextonville over on B. Back to my old stomping grounds. I used to stomp around Plain a little bit years ago. Here's the pitch. Runner going. Lifted in the air. Well hit. Left field. I don't think the park's going to hold this one. It is up, and it is out of here for Ashton into the park shelter. I think it might have hit that parked car out there. And a two-run shot by Fleshman. And Ashton jumps out 6-0 here in the ballgame. Wow, he didn't get cheated on that one, did he?
Oh, no. No, he did not. He just took that ball a ride. And I don't know if it did hit that car either, but, yeah, for sure. That was a no-doubter.
So the next batter up will be Chris Miller, who had that nifty bunt single last time. Eluded everybody. So he is ready to roll, and Yonke to the bell. Here's the pitch. Changeup is down low. Still nobody out in the second inning. Yonke struggling to get an out here. Had a great year with River Valley baseball team. Pitched an inning on Friday night at Cazenovia. Scoreless inning that day. Here's one going to be off the handle. Shallow center. That is in there for a base hit. Chris Miller will round and look for the single. Oh, that's tough, Michael, because as an outfielder, the wind's blowing out, so you're playing deep, and then somebody hits one like that.
Those bloopers are not fun to field, I'll tell you that, especially when it's in a little gap like that. So not only do you have to try to charge in there, but another one of your outfield mates charging in there. It is not fun to go get those.
William Bellevue, the DH, will hit. Yonke with the pitch. This one fouled off for a strike. Nothing in one. Good to see ex-major leaguer Vern Geishert here today watching the ball game. Festivities in Plain. He might have a signing autograph session after the game. Haven't asked him yet. Nothing in one on the batter. Runner leads at first. The pitch is called. Strike two. Talked to some fans from Ashton, and we were talking about the ex-major leaguers that played around the area here and made it to the big dance. Vern certainly was one of them. Nothing in two. Here's the pitch. Runner going, and here's a ball outside. There'll be no throw. Stolen base for Miller. Ashton had Connie Grubb, who was a major leaguer. Years later owned the bar in Ashton, which really there isn't much else there. Bar and church, I think. Nothing in two. We got to know Connie a little bit. Here's the pitch down low for a ball. One and two. And he even joined me for some color commentary on the air. One year we were in an arena, and he was there and came over and sat in with me. That was great to have the ex-big leaguer in there. 2-2 offering. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And there is one away. That's a strikeout. I know you're a real historian and you like a lot of stats, but look him up sometime, Michael. Connie Grubb, I think he pitched for the Washington Senators, if I remember right.
The Washington Senators.
Back in the 50s, you bet.
Wow.
Yep.
I think that they moved to Texas.
Yeah,
they did move to the Rangers, yeah. Their final game, they had this big riot.
There's one fouled off, nothing in one. I figured you'd probably heard of them before, right?
Yeah. So the Senators, I actually heard a story. The Senators' last game ever, they actually rioted the field before the game actually got over since they were that upset about the team moving to Texas.
Didn't get to finish it then.
There was a lot of rioting.
Yonke with the next pitch. This one rocked on the ground, first base side, and down into the right field corner. Past the first baseman. That's going to score another run as Miller will come in with run number 7. And a runner at first, again with only one away, Carson Pacell will be the batter. Timeout for a conference at the mound. Talk about rioting and people not happy with it. That was kind of the case in a lot of situations. But when Brooklyn moved, the Brooklyn Dodgers moved to L.A., and certainly when the Braves in Milwaukee moved to Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's a lot of those. And not only in the MLB, but there's a lot in the NFL. You experience it in the NHL and the NBA. You experience it all over. And now recently, and another athletics team, not Plain or Ashton, but Oakland, they're going to move to Las Vegas. This is actually their last year in Oakland, and I'm just expecting what's going to happen at the end of September, their final home game against the Texas Rangers.
At least that.
Yeah.
Quite a history with that ball club.
Yeah.
L.A., or I should say Las Vegas, hey, that's going to get hard to use to.
Yeah, but I think I heard something that they might do a rebrand and they might change the mascot, but they'll stay in Oakland for this year, and then they're going to move to Sacramento for 3 years.
Carson Pacell bounces one. That one has eyes into left field, and it's in there. Ballway goes to second. And Pacell at first with his first hit. And the ninth batter of the inning, Jaron Sarbacher, will stand in. It's been a long second, including an injury to the umpire, but there's been a couple of errors that have opened the door, a home run. We've pretty much seen it all in this inning.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Ashton's just finding ways to get football to play, and they're getting reward for it. And Plains is struggling trying to get out of this inning. And, of course, glad to see the umpire being okay.
Here's a swing and a miss by the batter, Saubacher, and it's nothing and one. Runners leading at 1-2, and now will retreat. Get their leads again. Yankee with the ball in the mid, checks second, kicks and throws, and this one popped up. First base side, and that one is out of play. Nothing and two to the hitter. We also talked about, there are many others that played around the area, but Gene Robender was from the Black Earth area, made it to the majors, worked a couple of clubs, was with the Brewers. Yankee ready, runner is going, and the pitch is inside, it hit the batter. So it didn't matter, the runners will get an easy last couple of steps to the bag. Ballwig to third, Pacell at second, Saubacher at first base, and the A's have batted around. But I brought up Gene Robender to the guy I was talking to, and he said, yeah, he's my first cousin. So, small world sometimes.
Small world indeed.
He was my first cousin, I should say, the late Gene Robender. Here's the pitch. High fly to center, going back as the center fielder, and he's got it. That'll be a tag at third for the runner. He'll score. The cell goes to third, and a sack fly. There's another run in for the Ashton A's as they continue to bat the ball around.
Boy, that one was another deep one. That was almost to the fence, too. Scores a run for Ashton, and, yeah, that ball is carrying this win. It's really helping Ashton a lot. But give Ashton credit. They've been pulling the ball in play, and that's why they put up 8 runs so far.
That's the key. They're putting in play, right?
Yeah, also playing a little small ball, too.
1-3 are the runners, and there's a strike to Holowinski, the next batter. He reached on an error earlier this inning. He is the 11th batter. Face Blaine A's here at the top of the second inning. Yankee back to work. Here's the pitch. That one is high and outside. One ball and one strike. Got some good home talent matchups coming up here during the month of June on WRCO. Mack and Kaz will be in Arena. We'll be in Muscadet. Here's a strike call to the batter, and it's 1-2 to Holowinski. Stepping out is the batter. Runners now move to a little bit of a lead off of 1-3. Here's the pitch. That one is outside. 2-2. Sure, it's a good day to be on the golf course over here in Plain. I saw some people going over with their carts. 2-2 offering from Yankee. And here's the pitch. Changeup is outside.
So you're saying I should have brought my golf clubs today?
Maybe. Do you have golf clubs?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I think they're at my mom's house right now. I came from my dad's club. Maybe. Yeah.
Huh?
I might have to go get them.
Good idea. Full count offering. Pitch runner going first to second. Swing and a miss. That'll finally do it for Ashton in the second inning. Wow. They score a total of 6 times, and they lead it 8-0 after an inning and a half here in Plain. Home talent baseball today on the radio, WRCO and WRCO.com.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee. Limit one per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays. And 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase. So quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our 6 area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A funeral service plays an important role in our lives. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Funerals help us acknowledge that someone we love has died. It's a time to say goodbye. Funerals provide a support system for us and for our friends and family members and the community. And funerals allow us to reflect on the meaning of life and death. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has helped create meaningful funerals since 1889. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Bouncing ball to shortstop here in the second inning, and Paulus is going to reach. Zach Paulus beats it out as the ball is kind of mishandled there, and the plane has a base runner. One on for Griffin Specker. He'll be followed by T.J. Stoltz. Bottom of two, Ashton leads it 8-0. They scored six times on five hits, took advantage of two errors in the top part of this inning. Hunter leads slightly at first base. Specker, a left-handed batter. Here's the pitch. He squares the bunt and offered. Throw back to first, and they got him. Going to pick off the base runner, and there is one away. So the bunt attempt there was missed, and that kind of left the runner out high and dry there.
Yeah, those situations are tough, especially you're expecting the batter to get the bunt down, but then he doesn't, and then you realize he got a scramble, but unfortunately he didn't get back in time.
So nothing and one. Here comes the pitch. Taken for a ball outside. One ball and one strike. Bottom of two here in Plain. I think they got the snack bar open now. 1-1 offering is down low for a ball, and it's 2-1. A lot of times, that's a problem in hometown. They don't get the snack bar open until 1 o'clock, and we're on the air, see. And it's hard to eat talk at the same time.
Yeah, especially when 1 o'clock is usually lunchtime.
Right.
And I haven't even eaten yet.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I might have to get something after the game.
Honestly. Oh, yeah. After the game. But, you know, I just can't perfect how to chew that fast, because if I do get a hot dog, we have like a minute and a half between innings. Just not enough time to chew your rot real well. You know?
Yeah, and you want to get that food done in like one sitting. You really don't want to be like, oh, I got to go back in the air and leave it for later.
It's tough. Yep.
Especially when you're outside because of the bugs.
Strucker caught looking, and there are two outs now. Nice pitch from Ben Collier, who records his first strikeout. And the batter will be T.J. Stoltz. Stoltz hitting for the first time today, former Richland Center player. Here's the pitch, and it's taken outside for a ball. Peyton Kasherick on deck for Plain in the second inning. From the windup, Collier with the pitch, swing and a piece of it. One ball and one strike. Yeah, the trouble is you lay the rot down, and then, it gets cold if you have a long inning or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Flies get on it or whatever, you know?
Yeah, and if ants know how to crawl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They'll carry it away.
Oh, yep. You know what those ants can do.
1-1, there's a swing and a miss. One ball and two strikes. The station, they kind of carried Joanne's lunch away there the other day. So. 1-2 offering from Collier. Here's the pitch. Change up. Right back to the pitcher. Oh, what a catch by Collier. Reactionary play right there.
Yeah, reaction time at its finest. That's, especially as a pitcher like those who are coming straight at you, those are terrifying. But what a play there to snag that.
That'll do it for Plain in the second. No runs, no hits. There was an error and none left aboard. We go to the third. It is 8-0. Ashton leading Plain on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair. Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
Wilkinson Auction Company is a company that other auctioneers hire to sell their property. Their auctioneers and auction staff are frequently asked to work at other companies' auctions because of well-run auctions and get top dollar for property. Tyler Wilkinson is a licensed attorney on staff and can focus on real estate sales and the legal aspects of the company with estate planning. Tyler has the experience helping sellers navigate complicated transactions. Wilkinson Auction and Realty, Muscadet, Spring Green, and Columbus. Wilkinson auctions.com.
Your car does more than take you from point A to point B. It helps you navigate through life with those you love by your side. We are here to provide the protection you need on that journey while helping you get a great value for your money. With auto insurance coverage from Julie Karen State Farm, you can count on competitive prices, efficient claim service, around-the-clock support, convenient access, financial strength and integrity, and personalized service from a company and agency you can trust. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome back to Plain, the ballpark here in Plain. 8-0 on the Kramer scoreboard here as Ashton is off to a lead, and they stand in the third inning. We have a pitching change. Keegan Heiser now throwing for Plain in the third inning. Gelcher takes a look at a ball. Here's the next pitch to Brooks inside. Nice dance. Got out of the way. 2-0. Top of the order, Keegan Fleshman and Chris Miller do next for Ashton in the third. Back it goes to Keegan. From the windup, there's the pitch. The lefty deals a strike. Nice pitch. 2-1. Heiser looking in for the target. From Morris, here's the pitch. That one inside. And I think they call it a strike. Yep, 2-2. Heiser trying to bear down on the leadoff hitter here in the third inning. From the windup, there's the pitch. And it's down low. Ball three and strike two. Gelcher moving back in for the right side. There's the pitch, and it's inside, and it hit him. And he'll be on base. So one on, nobody out for Keegan Fleshman. Playing for Riverdale. Sometimes you've played River Valley in the past on conference. I don't think you did this year.
No, we haven't played this year. Like, the only time I really played River Valley was like junior high when we had to play Plain, Arena, Lone Rock, Spring Green.
Sure.
But
pitch with the runner going. It's a bunt, third base side, and it will scatter foul, it looks like. So he'll come back and do it again. Nothing in one.
Yeah, but back on that comment, I do believe that the varsity, they played my sophomore year, the varsity team played River Valley. But at the time, I was in JV, so I really couldn't say River Valley.
JV has played them before, I think, too, haven't they?
Oh, they probably did. But I don't think during my time,
okay.
JV, I don't think. But
used to play Richmond Center once in a while, too, as a non-conference. So we're seeing Plain players from both of those schools. Nothing in one. The pitch bounced toward the infield. It looks like they're going to call it a fair ball. Scooped by the pitcher, high and over the first baseman's head. And on the play, Kelscher goes to third. So Plain again with a miscue there, an error, and that makes it 2-1 with nobody out.
Yeah, just the hit there, that was kind of a weird hit. It hit the end of the bat, and then it had a top. It looked like it was going to go foul, but then somehow it curved back in play. Ashton is just finding ways to put ball into play, whether it looks like it's going to put foul, but then just comes back in fair. So, like, it looks like someone, like, pushed that ball fair.
Yeah, you're right. I thought it was going to go foul, but it did not.
Yeah, that is, I have never seen a ball looking like it's obviously foul, and then just whisk back in fair like that.
Yep. Chris Miller of the batter, he's 2-for-2. Here's the pitch by Heiser. It is down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. 2-on, nobody out. Top of 3. Ashton leading it. 8-0 here over Plain. Heiser kicks and fires. That one is down low. 2 balls and no strikes. Crowd continuing to file in. See, they've got a grassy area where they can put their tent down and make it stay down with stakes, but on cement you can't do that. So
yeah, unfortunately.
We had to take ours down. There's the pitch down low for a ball. 3 balls and no strikes. Didn't want it to blow over onto the playing field. That would have been kind of embarrassing.
Yeah. For some reason today, Mother Nature feels like it's funny to bowl on 10 today.
Pitch down low, and it's a ball. They are loaded up here in the third inning. So Kelcher at third, Fleshman at second, and Miller at first. That'll bring up Liam Bellevue. He has grounded out, and he has struck out. Standing in and ready. Here's the pitch, and it's down low. One ball and no strikes. Ashton has a lot of players from the Middleton area on their team. Pitch is down low and gets back to the screen, but the runners are not going to risk it. Going to hold on steady, and it's 2-0. Middleton area, school system feeding at least three home talent teams from that area. Rowan Middleton and Pine Bluff, Mount Horeb, and Ashton as well. 2-0, here's the pitch, down low for a ball.
What about Cross Plains?
Cross Plains, see here. That's a good question. Had a team in the past.
I think for Sunday League, one of the Plains losses this year came to Cross Plains.
And you might be right. Middleton might be helping them out as well.
Yeah, because I think Cross Plains kids, they go to Middleton,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, I think they do. Here's the pitch. Ripped down the left field line. It's hooking foul. Just foul on the left field line. Griffin Strecker picks it up. So the count goes to 3-2. But a lot of Madison area teams, you know, throw in Verona, too. Cottage Grove, kind of just the vicinities there.
Yeah, Verona's having a really good year in the western section right now, 4-0 on top of there.
Yeah.
4-0. Dodgeville's in second at 3-0, but Verona's the defending champ, I believe.
They are.
Yep.
I find a left field coming on the left fielder, and he can't find it. It's going to drop in there. Run will score. Throw to third, not in time, and they're still loaded up. That's the ninth run. So, Lane not helping its pitcher here in the inning with a couple of errors, but also a little sunny out there in the field trying to pick
that ball. Yeah, I know, like, dropping the balls. I mean, I know it looks easy, but, yeah, that sun can be miserable. I'm looking, trying to look behind me. Yeah, it looks like the sun is right in the left fielder's eyes. Those are not easy to catch.
This will be Luke Ballweg and his third plate appearance has doubled and reached on an error today. The pitch by Heiser. This one is going to be lifted toward right. Going over into the right field corner is Paulus, and he's got it. Runner tags at third and goes in to score. Runner goes to third. Throw in is not in time. Throw to second. And they got him on the play trying to get to second base. So, let's see. They're going to say that Paulus did catch it. At first, they said that he dropped it. So, they're going to take time to sort this out. And we might need some help as well. Umpires are going to come in. So it looks like Fleshman scored. That would have been a sacrifice fly.
I think what the umpires are saying that the right fielder originally caught it, but he dropped it on a transfer.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're saying.
Yep, that's exactly the way we saw it, too. And then the throw to second base was in time to get the runner, I think. But they'll sort it out here. We're in the third inning. That would be only the first out. But now they're going to have to explain it to both managers here today. We need to mic up the umpire sometime to figure out what's going on, don't we?
Oh, yeah, the MLB does it. College baseball does, too.
So, they called it a catch, and then the transfer was dropped. The umpire talking over with the runner whom he called out. The runner says that he thought there was a no catch. He thought the umpire called no catch. That's why he ran. So the batter would be Zach Luke Ballweg. He is out. Gets credit for a sacrifice fly RBI. Knocks in Keegan Fleshman. And so that would be the second out. So they're going to say that he is out at second base on the throw from right field. So two away, runner at second base, and Carson Pacell is the scheduled batter. Two runs across in the inning for Ashton. Scoreboard should say 10-0. And now manager Bob Jewell getting in on the conversation as well. So talk will continue. Let's take time out. We'll see if we can sort it out.
Yeah, I think that's the best.
All right. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, maybe the conversation is over. We're going to get ready for the batter, which will be Carson Pacell. Chris Miller at second base. And with two away, Keegan Heiser checking the runner at second base. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. 10-0 score in the third inning. Miller leads from second. Heiser ready. There's the pitch. Down low, ball two. Field is in great shape here, freshly mowed. Not too hard with all the rain we've had. 2-0 the count. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air to center. Center fielder coming on and makes the running grab for out number three. And that'll do it. Paul White hauls it in. In the inning, a couple runs across for Ashton. They do it without the aid of a base hit. There was an error and one left on. We go to the bottom of the third, 10-0 Ashton on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Jay's Power Center's mission is to provide the best buying experience for its customers. With a large inventory of new and used motorcycles, ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, scooters, and dirt bikes, you'll find the perfect vehicle for you. Plus, Jay's offers a full service center for your motorcycle, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or any power sports vehicle. Fun and good times begin at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
We are having the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle again this year. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Morocco Hills Golf Course. You can't be the winner if you don't buy a ticket. Get your ticket today. Just $10 per ticket. This could be your year.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Peyton Kasharik with a base hit to right center field, and the third, the bottom of the third is underway. Playing with its second hit. Peyton will hold there, and then Cole White will bat. Bill Neal along with Michael Hernan from Plain today. Always a great family atmosphere when you come to games here. Kids playing on the playground equipment. Here's the pitch upstairs for a ball. You probably wanted to go over there on the jungle gym, didn't you?
Oh, I saw a kid with a wiffle ball bat. I was tempted.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah.
That's a league we might be able to compete in. I don't know. 1-0 pitch. This one fouled off and out of play. You certainly can.
Oh, yeah. I was actually last year, maybe this year, too, I was actually part of the wiffle ball league where one of my friends set up this wiffle ball league. It's a big wiffle ball league in the backyard. It's called the DWL, the Dual Wiffle Ball League. It's a pretty fun league. So if you're all my age, want to play wiffle ball?
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Pitch with the runner going. Slide into second. They got him. Big throw by Erickson down to the second baseman, Kelscher. And they'll pick off Kasherek there for the out. Plain second time today, Michael, even thrown out at second.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate. I like Plain's aggressiveness, but that catcher from Ashton nailing them down. Excellent work.
Got an arm. 2-1, bounce toward second. Slow roller. Delcher picks and throws and got him. The ball wing at the other end. And there are two up and two down now as a result of the put out at second base. We go back to the top of the order and Will Jewell. So I played a little wiffle ball with my neighbor friend, and I can hit the regular baseball still, but we were playing with a wiffle ball. I can't hit it anymore. I don't know what it is. Not that I ever could real well, but I couldn't make contact with it very well.
Yeah. So were you playing with one of those skinny bats, the yellow skinny bats?
Yeah,
those are kind of tough to hit with compared to, like, the wiffle ball bats, like the thick barrel ones. Those are fun to hit off of.
Here's a chopper, slow roller, third base by Jewell. He's going to get an infield hit. Will Jewell, nice job. It was like a swing bunt, and he's on it first.
Oh, yeah. It's just a ball down the third base line. Yeah, act like a bunt. Yeah, exactly. Act like a bunt, a swing bunt. Able to get down first using his speed. Now playing, see if he can do something with two outs here.
Kristen Earnesy, the batter, he popped out last time to shortstop. Two out hit by Will Jewell. He is on. There's a strike to Earnesy back to first, and the runner is back in time. I tell you, if you're a base runner, you got to stay close to the bag with this catcher.
Yeah, you do not get a big enough lead. I love the aggressiveness of this catcher here.
Runner leads slightly at first. Here's the pitch. Taken for a ball, or is it? Yep, ball. Low, they say. Gallier back to the belt for Ashton. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball headed up the middle. The shortstop, nice play. Flips short route. Got him at second. Jewell is fourth for out number three. Earnesy into a fielder's choice. And that will do it for Plain in the third. No runs. Couple of hits. No errors. And one left on. We go to the fourth inning today in Plain. 10-0, Ashton on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Chinwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chinwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chinwood Electric.
Darren Taubacher leads off here in the fourth for Ashton and fouls one back. He'll be followed by Robbie Erickson and Cooper Holowinski. 10-0 Ashton, top of four. Here's a swinging strike, nothing in two to Taubacher, looking for his first hit today. Eyes are from the windup and the pitch. Down low for the ball. One ball and two strikes. sun went under a cloud just for a little bit, and the temperature went down. Now it's back out again, Michael.
Yeah, usually the clouds like to do this. Like, when it's a perfect sunny morning, there's no clouds in the sky, it'll cloud up a little bit, kind of back of a bluff, but then it'll go away in the evening. It'll be clear skies again.
Well, there's a slight chance of showers this afternoon, but right now, kind of the furthest thing from your